You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your full roster of weekly spoilers for Monday, March 18th, all the way through Friday, March 22nd. There is so much to unpack. I am so worried about Dante, given some of the later of in the week spoilers. I mean, this, I don't even want to say. All right, we're going to unpack it all, though. It's stressful as it is. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Let's dive right in. Monday, March 18th, 2024, season 61, episode 134. Stella Henry runs into someone unlikely, okay? Dex Heller confesses something to Jocelyn Jax. Remember on Friday, Nina lobbed that grenade and then is leaving about what Dex was doing at the hospital. And he tells her that Sonny sent him over to kill Cyrus. And Joss is horrified because this was a killing in cold blood, premeditated, not in self-defense, not in a shootout, in the heat of the moment. And she tells him that she never thought that he would cross that line. She is breaking up and walking out on him. The breakup's on Monday. Meanwhile, after that, Jocelyn goes to see Trina. We've got a Trina sighting, y'all. It's been weeks since we have seen her. I thought she was going to start showing up on a milk carton. Missing. Please contact the viewers if you see her. So Jocelyn goes to Trina and tells her that she broke up with Dex, but I don't know how much detail she's going to go into other than Dex is in the same business Sonny's in, and, you know, she's not a big fan of that. Meanwhile, Nina Reeves goes to see Ava Jerome and is asking her to advocate with Sonny on her behalf. And I'm still waiting to see. There's this picture. I can't show it to you because, again, it's a copyright thing. But it's Ava and Sonny, and they are at his apartment, and they are standing extremely close together. She's got her hand on his chest. It looks pretty intimate, but we haven't seen this scene yet that I recall. So I'm excited to see for that. And I don't think Nina's got a snowball's chance of getting back with Sonny, not with Ava and him heating up. Kevin Collins tells Marshall Ashford that he believes a racist doctor misdiagnosed him all those years ago. And Tracy Quartermain and Sonny Corinthos share a moment. He is sitting at Dante's bedside at the hospital. Looks like Tracy comes by and they have a little moment. And then Sonny says, "Your secret's safe with me." Probably she doesn't want people to know that, you know, she was talking to him and being nice. Lois Cirillo talks to Olivia Falconeri, who's very upset, and she says she's not sure if she should be relieved or terrified. So I don't know if that's more about the mob shooting, maybe something Lois heard from Sonny. Diane Miller encourages Alexis Davis on the subject of getting her law license back and getting out of the dirty newspaper business. Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, season 61, episode 135, Brooke Lynn Quartermain chews out FBI agent John Cates. She is not happy with him, not one bit. Somebody drops in to visit Jason Morgan, and Jocelyn confides in her mom, Carly Spencer. I'm sure she's going to talk about Dex and Sonny ordering him to kill Cyrus and the breakup and all this. And she loves her mom, but she doesn't want to be her mom, you know, married to a mobster. We'll see. Meanwhile, Dex opens up to Anna Devane. Interesting choice. And Sonny has some insight for Natalia Rogers Ramirez, who, of course, is Blaze's mom. And I'm sure they're talking about their daughter's dating. Wednesday, March 20th, 2024, is episode 136 of the current season. Anna and Jagger are talking over drinks, and she admits something to him. We'll see how important it is, if it's personal, if it's business, I don't know. And Tracy sees another side of Cody Bell. I think it's something she's going to like. And Natalia has a realization. And Alexis tells Molly Lansing what she's planning. And I wonder if that is to get away from the newspaper and back to the law. You know, Molly is an ADA, so that'd be exciting for her. Thursday, March 21st, 2024, episode 137 of season 61. Willow Tate worries about what she's done. She's worried about her actions. I'm guessing she is worried that she might wind up in trouble for giving medical treatment to Jason Morgan. And so I wonder if that is, you know, when he is caught, because by the end of the week, it looks like he is indeed arrested. Things go wrong during a photo shoot for Deception on Thursday, and Drew Kane approaches Nina Reeves with an interesting offer. I am real interested in this because Drew has just broken up with Carly. He's got no publisher for Crimson, and his brother's back in town, the guy he doesn't like and that he's butthurt jealous over. So I don't know if he's offering her Crimson or if he's, you know, I don't know, wanting her to run some slur piece about Jason. I'm very excited about that spoiler, you guys. Laura Spencer and Heather Weber have something in common. That's interesting. So I hope Heather is out of surgery by then and that it went okay. We'll see. Friday, March 22nd, 2024, episode 138 of the current season. Detective Chase and his fiance Brooklyn Quartermain are shocked by something. And oh, just by the way, while I'm thinking about Chase, and that reminds me of Gregory, I wanted to say that the spoiler that we were given for this past week for Friday, where it said Nina Reeves humiliates Gregory Chase, I have to say that I think that spoiler was written by someone who wants people to hate Nina. As far as Nina knew, what he turned in was a very sloppy article. If you see an article like that, I'm an editor, by the way, and if I saw a page with all that red ink all over it, I would look at this and say, this is sloppy and unprofessional. She knows nothing about his medical condition. She doesn't know that he has problems typing. So her remarks were accurate and said in complete innocence of his condition. And I know people are going to come in and go, Belinda, you're a Nina lover. No, but what I'm saying is that the context is important. She was, you know, snatching at the article and being a jerk to Alexis, but all things being equal, if you have no reason to understand that someone's not having tremors, you would expect them to turn in something that looked better than that. I would, you know. I'm not a Nina lover. I am not. I'm just saying, I think that spoiler was a little over the top. Anyway, Jason needs Diane Miller's help by Friday. So that to me says he's been arrested. I have some thoughts about how he might wind up arrested, but I feel like I want to devote a whole video to that conversation. So I'm going to table that. Look for it on Sunday. Sasha Gilmore decides something big. Maxie Jones confronts Lucy Coe, and on Friday, this is the spoiler I told you guys just at the top that I was very stressed out about. Cody and Olivia Falconeri comfort each other. They might be comforting each other just because they're worried because Dante hasn't woken up yet, or he doesn't wake up and they're like, he's in a coma, he's brain dead, you're gonna have to unplug him, you know, something like that. That spoiler really stresses me out. I hope he survives the week, but that spoiler scares me. So my question for the week is, will he live? I hope so. All right. That's all the spoilers I have for you for next week for General Hospital. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Drop your comments on what you are excited to see next week. What offer do you think Drew is going to come to Nina with? I'm very interested. So I just wonder if his grudge against Jason is bigger than his grudge against Nina. And that's why everything changes. They are writing his character so badly lately. All right, come back soon. We are here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. And as always, this is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.